Shalem Yashashon. But because of Yafusif Mseita, I know that the distinction between Yesh Midas Lishon and Midas Shloya only applies to Vishayochi, but Vishayochim it's always done. But so it doesn't mean that the Yafusif Mseita tells us that the Xerzakosuf of Avgidlo Marav is limited only to Vishayochim. In other words, we have two Xerzakosuf. When we have one Xerzakosuf of Avgidlo Marav, that has general application. General application. It could have application to Rish HaSarabim also. But in the ordinary case, it couldn't, where we don't have both Das Lishoel and in Das Lishoel, it couldn't apply to Rish HaSarabim because of the Xeris HaKosov of Sofik Tum and Rish HaSarabim is Vegetoria. But in the case where you have two, one is Das Lishoel and one is in Yochlius. So Mele the Xerasakosuv of Tom Viteres Mada, it doesn't apply. But the Xerasakosuv, the Dada Xerasakosuv, that by Bershus Ayochid we don't rely on Chazoke. And by Rishus Arabim we rely on Chazoke. So Mele he says, the Rash says, ביחד יבידס ושיחד משלה שואל בישוס היוחית שניים תלויים. So even the one who's יבידס לשואל is not תומי ביטרס ודאי. Why is the תומי ביטרס ודאי? Because the exercise of Kosov of תומי ביטרס ודאי, תומי ביטרס ודאי is only שייך in the case of יוחליאס. Here it's a case of any יוחליאס. Some male, it cannot be. So then you ask, so maybe let him be toya? No! But there is another Zerzakosuf, we don't rely on Chazoke. In Rishus HaYochid, we don't rely on Chazoke. That applies, even by any Yochelius. So that's why it's named Tluin. Rishus HaYochid, it's named Tluin. In other words, everyone is Tomei B'Terasofik. That's Tluin, not B'Terasvarai. Why not B'Terasvarai? Because it's any Yochelius. That's what Tesis says. But then, if the Xerzakosuv doesn't apply to a case of any Yochelies, some melee, it should not even be tolu. No! There are two Xerzakosuv. One Xerzakosuv is that Bershus HaYochid, we don't rely on Chazok. That's Mucha from Gemorinos. Because if we say, and that applies even to a case of any Yochelis, otherwise it would, the Mishnah would be difficult. Why does Mishnah say they have to bring both Kabones, Kom Tume, Kom Tare, they have to stipulate? Why stipulate? Let them just bring a Kom Tare, because it's any Yochelis. Some may lay, we should rely on Chazoke. The answer is by any Yochelius, the second Xerzakosuf of Tomei B'Terasa Svada doesn't apply. But why couldn't it be Tomei B'Terasa? Why couldn't it be Tomei B'Terasa Sofik? Also, you'll say, no, Chazoke. No, but there is the first Xerzakosuf. The Baruchus HaYochid, you don't rely on Chazoke. So maybe it's Tolu. So what's so difficult about the Rashi? The other part is a little more difficult. Baruchus HaYochid is named Tluim. Bishus HaRabim, this is more difficult. So the first part is very simple. Bishus HaRabim, Meshayesh Bidas Lishoel Svekitomei, Vishayim Bidas Lishoel Svekitoya. But the Gemara says in Seite that Bishus HaRabim, there is no distinction between Yesh Bidas Lishoel and In Bidas Lishoel. But that, how do we know that? From the Alfusa of Seite. So in other words, since we have two Xerzakosuvs, we have one Xerzakosuv of Gidlo Marav. The Xerzakosuv of Gidlo Marav makes a distinction between Yesh Bidas Lishoel and Ein Bidas Lishoel. Yesh Bidas Lishoel and Ein Bidas Lishoel. And if we just had the Xerzakosuv, it would apply to Rosh Hashanah too. But then we have a Xerzakosuv from Seite that by Rosh Hashanah there is no difference. Yesh Bidas Lishoel, Ein Bidas Lishoel. Even Yesh Bidas Lishoel is also Toya. Also Toya. So, Memele, that Xerzakosuv applies only also to a case of Yochalias, but it doesn't apply to a case of any Yochalias, since the Gzeres HaKosuf from Seite that by Rosh Hashanah Rabin there is no difference between Yehvidas Lishoel and Neimidas Lishoel, that even Embidas Lishoel, even Yehvidas Lishoel, Historia, does that Gzeres HaKosuf only applies to a case of Yochalias, but here Bashnei Shvilim it's any Yochalias. So we don't have that Gzeres HaKosuf by Seite. If we don't have that Gzeres HaKosuf by Seite in the case of any Yochalias, we are left just with the HaKosuf of Rav Gidlo Marav. So merely insofar as the Gzeres HaKosuf of Rav Gidlo Marav is concerned, there is no difference between the Pasuk of Rav Gidlo Marav doesn't mention distinction Rishayot, Rishayot, that the distinction Rishayot and Rishayot emanates from the Alfusa of Seite. But the Alfusa of Seite has no application to the to our case of Shnei Shvilim, because Seini Yochalias, so we are left just with the Zakos of Rav Gidlo Marav, not coupled with the Zakos of Seite. So Mimele, it's named to you. So Bishus Rabim is named Tluim because of the Gzeres HaKosuf Rav Gidlo Marav. All right, I think it's late now, so the rest of the Rashi is not difficult in any way. All right, we're ready.
With the whole idea of
Tarpel Reus. That's right.
So then why?
So the Hazakus cancels out.
Then why Bishus HaYachid would say Tolim?
Because this is Sofik HaSofik.
But we should say, but then Rosh Hashanah Rabbah would go Kula. By Sofik HaSofik.
He came and say Taylor. So he should be coming to the Svara. We should be saying that to
him. However we deal.
Shayochi Taylor. So your Kashi is, since he's Chelik and Tatar Reyesi, so the Chazokis cancel out each other. The Chazokis cancel out each other.
It's the
Sofik HaShokol. So it's the Sofik HaShokol. So Bishus HaYochid, it shouldn't be telling, it should be serfing. It should be serfing. It's a good kasha. I was also bothered by that kasha.
We should be serfing on the basis of
the Tares, the Tnas or Gabov. But the Mikre.
But on the basis of what? By Bishus HaRabim, we said that it should be
Historia, that's what we understand. Sofik HaShokol, so it's Historia. So Historia Bevada, you know.
Right.
That is all right. But why do you say Bishus HaYochid if the Mikra was not Bishus HaYochid? Taylor should be saved. I was bothered by that question. It's a Sofik HaShokol. So it should be saved. Sofik Dun Bishus HaYochid. It should be saved. And it's a case of Yochalias. It's not in Yochalias. So come to Rafshin, you should be safe in my claim. I was bothered by this thing.
On Mishneh Beit. On Mishneh Gimel. Now again, let's just run over quickly the Mishneh. Sofik Main Shuvim Shetiro Chachomim. Sofik Noflo, Sofik Loi Noflo. Afilo Noflo. Sofik Yeish Bem Abayim So, Sofik Yeim Bohem. Shnei mikvois, echod yesh be'aboyim so ve'echod ein be'i, nofal echod men be'ni yedeya, leizim en nofal, sveiki toya, itni shi yesh lei, amei yisle, hoyu shnei em p'chusim aboyim so, vi nofal echod men be'ni yedeya, leizim en nofal, sveiki tomei shen li b'amei yisle. So the Mishnah here mentions that Shuvim is Rabba. If it had been the rice, we wouldn't be tailing. But the question is, of course, everybody agrees, the Chum is in Rabban. If it's not Kulei Shov or Rubei Shov, the question is, Machlekes Rishayim is, suppose it's Kulei Shov or Rubei Shov, so Rubei Kulei is like Kulei. On that point there is a Machlekes Rishayim. The Shite of Rashi in Borokame, Daf Samar Zayin, and the Rashbam in Borobasre, Daf Samach Vov, is that Kulei Shov, Rubei Shov is possible with the rice. When is it possible with the Rabbanon? It's possible with the Rabbanon only if it's Gimulugim, Milchov. What is Milt?
as long as Gimel Lugim Shuvim, so that's then it's Prashim Rabban. But Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi and the Rashba, except that he is more machmir. According to Rashi and the Rashba, so only Kuri Shov or Rubi Shov is Midarais. But Miut Shov, Gimel Lugim, even the initial Gimel Lugim, if he poured in at the very outset with his hand or Tamekele, he poured in Gimel Lugim, it's still Kosher Midarais. Ramatam Shita is that not only Kuri Shov and Rubi Shov is Kosher Midarais, but even the initial Gimel Lugim is also Pasul Reis. Is also Pasul Reis. The Rashi and the Rashbam hold no. Only if it's Kuli Shov or Rubishov. Then the Shita of the Ri is, and the Rambam, that even Kuli Shov is only Pasul Midrabba. Pasul Midrabba. Now, all the Rishim is a kasha. Bishleim, if we say that Kuli Shov is Pasul Midrais, so we understand this why the Chachomim passed Gimulugi, because of the Gzeira of Kuli Shov. But if we say like the Ri and the Rambam, that even Kuli Shov is Pasul Midrais, why the Chachomim passed Shuv? So the answer is because of the Gzeira, Shemo Yid Bel Bikli. Because Shov usually is done by Kele, and if it would be mutar to be tevel in shuvim, so then people say it's mutar to be tevel in a bathtub too, in a Kele too. So because of that, the Chachomim, and that is Pasul Midrais, according to everybody, because tvile mikveh has to be bikark. You couldn't be tevel shaloi bikark. So even when you install a kele in the karke, so you have to make a certain nekef in the kele. Otherwise, it's possible, because if it's a kele, it's mufke of the karke, even when it's attached. So that's the gzeira, because with the chachomim pasul kuli shov, because of the gzeira shemo yitveil bikli. Now, then there is the shite of the Raivet in Bala Nefesh, is there are many Gersois, but according to most Gersois, the Raivet shite in Bala Nefesh is that it depends. There are two kinds of shov. One shov is Milibikatev. Biyodayim, he pours in water into the mikveh. That's Pasul Midrais. Then there's another shov where he didn't pour it in biyadai, but he manipulated bikavone deliberately that mayim should pour into a kele, and then from the kele they should run into the mikveh. But he didn't do it biyadai. Sorry. The halacha is that only if the kelim were filled up by themselves, shaloi midayte, it's not shov. But if he sets up kelim near the mikveh so that they should be filled up with rainfall, and then they fall into the mikveh, so then it's possible. That's only midrabon. But if there is a ma'ase shive, mamesh be bikatef, mile bikatef, then it's Pasul Midrais. That's the Raivet Shita. Now, what is the Rashi? So we'll see. In the Rashi we have three Shitas. We'll soon see that Rashi.
When Hashim says that the Raivet Shita is Mila Bikata Biyadayim, means only if it was Shol in the first place.
Yeah, Biyadayim.
And then he fills up the mikveh Biyadayim.
Yeah, that's
it,
right.
It has to be Mamash. That doesn't mean that he just took the water Biyadayim. Yeah.
That's not Shol. If he takes
fills
up his hands with water, that's also Pasul Midrais.
That's called Kele, that's not Kele.
No, it doesn't have to be Kele.
If it's directly,
Mila Bikatev,
yeah,
he just filled up
his lap with water, and then he poured it in, or his hands with water, and he poured it in. Kale or not kale, it doesn't make any difference. So suppose he fills up a clay glolin, a big pail of clay glolin that's not makeable to me, and then he takes that clay glolin and dumps it into the mikveh, is possible midrash. Because there's the aloha, it cannot be done, it has to be b'dei shamayim, not fisas yarodom. But suppose he's the Mishnah, Machleket, Bisham, Bisilel, is one when he sets up killing with Nagvon or Agag. So the question is it Chov or not Chov? But if he deliberately manipulates that the kelim should be filled up with water and then they should fall into the mikveh, so then it is certainly possible. That kind of psula, he's not mimale, when he doesn't dump biyodai indirectly, that is only possible. Rabbanon, this is the Rav Shittis. What is the Shittis? The Rash, in the Rash we have three Shittis. The Rash here, we have Shittis. And then the Rash in Perik Ches of Taras Mishne Tes, and then Teisves in Bobasre, the long Teisves about Shuvi, Daf Samach Vov, Amud Beis. So he mentions the Rashbo. That's also the Rash. It's not the Rashbo. Rav Shlomo Aderes. It's the Teisves Shantz. That's the Rash. Rav Nishim. Now let's see the Rash on Mishne Gimel. Sofik mein shuim shtiu chachamin kelim ab mok mechot kidisnan bimisachs tares bir dalet ilus fike shtiu chachamin sofik mein shuvin sofik yeis mem sok lim sofik koy mik va bo im sok shirim kedem shnof la shuvin di shuvin a shuvim se peis le neisi she yeish li ba meis le klima she yeish li mokim lis le isni filosom shaloi shaloi gom vipsul she yeish li ma yeish le di monev shabim na yinov su posluo. We can't tell her, they have to have a reason, but just I mean toss a coin and say and be tell her this one that one, so that way cannot do, there has to be a reason. The money should be not needs to be slayed. Kashni imsulim, why didn't they bring no chesed of my imsulim? Mikve sheish le man misle. Hayu mishum di shive the rabbanon. So why are we tele? Because he's the rabbanon. We are tele. In the rice we are not tele. Kedisim rubim firik ami chesed abayis. Va'filukule. So at first he says va'filukule shov the rabbanon. So right here at the very beginning we have the shite that even like the ri and the rama. That even kuli shov the rabban, ki the much mashem b'tisheft, diktone mikve shein yichirei kom, ubom otzei moli kosher, miknei sheze sofik ma'im shuvi. And here it says reikon, not mikve shein yichirei choser, ubom otzei moli, mikve shein yichirei choser, ubom otzei moli. So you could say it as reference to the case where there was Chafalev Soor, and then he left it, and then he found it 40s. But Reikon, empty. So maybe it was all done by men. So he chose. Then so you see, so how can we assume that it was done by Akshar, it was filled up by Akshar? Because even Kulishov is a rabbi. Beit amen for kam di psochim gab im ashke beit ver mit bechaye. So in other words, if the mashke is in the azor, in the rispas azor, and and there's cavities in the azor, in the floor, so in the ritzpe. So then, if it's bekelim, pray. But the midbechaye bekalka is there. Why? The chosel hadbil be machtim bisineiras. The hosom kulisho. So then, it is kulisho. It's a revis. I mean, some is a raise. It's kosher for the first matzah, but it's kulisho. So, shmam mit reise mehr so chos. Vi ho di tanje bitiraskeni. Vi parshe vayyemesh. So far the Rash is saying like the Rin Ramba. The Tibin kol ishu a kule isho of shkosh mit reise. Vi ho di tanje bitiraskeni. Vi parshe vayyemesh mini. Yoch il mili bikat vi vosa mikve bitchil yitoyer. Tamod leima ach mayin u beya mikve mayim yitoyer. Ma mayim di shamayim ach pikir di shamayim. So because of this drosha, the raiva shiti is, only milibi katfe is possible to rise. But it's not milibi katfe except that he deliberately manipulated that the mayim before they come to the mikveh should pass through a kele. So then it's kosher with the rise. Because the lotion is b'di shamayim b'di olam. So, what so Rashi has made about me? Kide Ashkechon, my sapiris, the Yereg the Rabbonon, and still, the Sifri mentions Droshes, but it's Rabbonon. Now, from here, from the Rashi takes Mashma, that not only my Yereg is Rabbonon, even my Rilon is the Rabbonon. And there's the sheet of most Rashi, except the Rambam. The Rambam Shite is that Maisa Rilone is the Reis. But Yerek, everybody agrees that is the Rabbon. Anyway, and the Rashi is that even Maisa Rilone is the Rabbon. The Reis is only Dogon Tiresh V'Yitza. That's all. Dogon Tiresh V'Yitza. But all other Rilones, let's say oranges, are not higher than Maisa from the Reis. The Rambam Shite is that all Tereso Ilon Achayev in Tumas Meisach and Reis. The Mokeya of the Rishenim that Meisach Vilon is the Rabbonon is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Dafte Zayin. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Gemara is Chuvin Kamret. Chuvin is, you know, carrots, I mean, St. John food, you know, what we eat and what some Jews eat on Chamish Osa B'Shvat. That's Chuvin. Chuvin Kamret. Shana Chuvim, Dimida Rabboni. So there's the Raya of all the Rishenim that Maisa Rilon is the Rabboni. But the Rambam Shiti is that Maisa Rilon is the Raisi. So the Rambam himself, you know, very seldom does the Rambam ask Kashi. So the Rambam himself is Kashi. So how is it that the Gemara says Chuvim is the Rabboni? So the Rambam gives the Teretz, Chuvim is the Rabboni. Because Chuvim is only Michael Bain. It's not even Michael Oro. That's exactly the reason as to why there's a minig soil to eat boxer. Not that boxer is okay. Terrific food to show the chvives to pierce out the soil. Because boxer grows in out the soil even though it's a Michael Bain. So it's more chaviv to us than the grapes that grow in California. So that's it. But so according to the Rambam, Maisavil and the Raisa, but all the other Rishonim say Maisavil and the Rabbanon. Maisa Yerek in the Rambam made it. But anyway, the Adroshes in the Sifri, Ligabi Maisavil and Ligabi Maisa Yerek. So the Teretz is Asmachte. So here too is Asmachte. The drosh in Tereskeyanim about the Shamayim and Tisasor. Kidashchon, Maisapiris, Vierid Rabbonon, Vidimuad Rabbonon. In other words, Midraise, if one saw of Truma is Nisari with two sawing of Chum, so is both. But Midrabbonon, only Achodimeo is both. But the Sifri mentions Psuki and Echad Meir. So it's Rasmach, so dear, it's also Rabban. Veinelin Bilon de Rabbanon, the Taterskianim in Parsha Meir mentions Psuki that Ligabi Shvus in the Rabbanon. And he mentioned that's one shvus, but mentioned psukim gada shvusim also. You're not allowed to support yourself on a nilon. It's episode exere. Maybe he'll pluck out a branch. So in ilim bilon, the rabbonon. So the teraskenim mentions the posik, and it's only the rabbonon. It's not the raise. So it's a smachte. So here also it's a smachte. Rabbanu Chule Dorish Mikrobi Tereski Anim V'Sifri. Any, so far the Rashi is that Kuli Shovim Rabbanu. In this Rashi we have three Shittas, but so far the Shitta of the Rashi is that Kuli Shov is the Rabbanu, like the Rin Ram. Vim Teima I Kuli Shovim the Raise Kosher Amai Posel Chacham Shibeklal. Bishlim, if we say Kulishov like the Rashbam and the Rash and Rav Netam, that Kulishov was from the Raise, some Mele, because of Exera of Kulishov, the Chachomim passed even Yitishov, if even Gimulogim. But if Kulishov from the Raise, so there's no reason of why the Chachomim should pass. Ikosh the Raise, because I'm my post, Rachomim should be cloud. Bishlim, I go to Rotu Bechli, Lichli Atzne, Lishor Litveil, that's me the Raise. The binon mikve dum yedimayon shehu bikarka. So far, the Rashi is that Kulishov is the Rabban. Then he says, Mio yepshaleima bishum inyen the Kulishov the Rabban. It's impossible to say that Shov is completely the Rabban and even Kulishov. I not. We hold it now, Misaches Pore. Myself, Chini, this walking, no San Yodi Rag like Dishiavo, my Mlhovies, Psulin, Aliconim, while a gazing chairin, Zaklal Dovaramikabu Tume Psulin, Dovashimikabu Tume chairin. So this is the aloha of Haviosi Albita. Now, most Rishinim hold that Psul that applies not only to Mayon, not to Mayon Chai, but it applies to mikveh as well. Mikveh as well. So in other words, when you manipulate that a mikveh should be filled up, so you have to make sure that the pipes should not be matres pipes, because if the pipes are matres pipes, some mele and putikle matres is mikabel tume, and if the water into the mikve passes through metallic through matres pipes, so then it becomes post. That's, and Gemara learns it out from a posik haviyosi aldita, but the Gemara doesn't mention it ligabe mikve. The Gemara mentions it Ligabei Kiddush Mechatus. There is not issues. Ishail of Shov and the country. Kiddush Mechatus has to be dafke in a keel. Just the reverse than by mikveh. Still, if you are mimale the water for the Mechatus to mikadish the Eva Por through something that is mikabel tume, so mele. It's possible for mechatos. In other words, suppose he wants to fill up the keila with mayim chaim from the mayon, and he can't bring the keila next to the outlet of the mayon. So what does he do? He puts down his hand near the mayon, and then the water from the mayon passes through his arm into the keila. So it's possible. The Rambam, but the Mishneh doesn't mention it. The Mishneh, the Gemara in Zvochim, doesn't mention it. Ligabi mikve, but all the Rishonim, except the Rambam and the Yerayim, apply it to mikvahs. But there is no Gemara Mefureshes. If there had been a Mishnah in Gemara Mefureshes, so the Rambam couldn't have a different shita. The Rambam shita is, it only applies to Mayon and to Mayon Chai. So Yerayim says it applies only to Mayon. The Rambam says it applies only to Mayon Chai. In other words, because let's say like some mele, it has application to Kiddush Mechatos, because Kiddush Mechatos requires Mayim Chai, and it has application Ligabit Tfilin of Izav and Mitzir, because they have to be Tevel in the Mayon and Mayim Chai. Some mele, if the water was Nismale for something that is Mikabel Tumeh, it's half koy of Mayim Chai. But a mikveh can be filled up through a mattress pipe, according to Rambam. Yeah, but the Rashi is chelik on the Rambam. And the Rashi is, like most Rishayim, that this, the aloch of Mayim Chayim applies to mikvahs, applies to mikvahs. So, how is it that it applies to mikveh? And it also applies to Mayim Chayim of Mechatos. There it's not the Tamshov in the country. There it has to be Dafke Bekele, it has to be Dafke Shov in the Kele. If it's not Shov in the Kele, then it's no good. And still, if it's Aviyose Al Vitume, it's possible. So that's Ikasha. I mean, what is the analogy between the din of Havosi al Vitare, Ligabi Gabi Mechatos, where there the toys Makpedes Dafke and the Kale. There it's not because of Shov and Mikve. But anyway, there's the sheet of Moses and it's not our in. So he says, yes, the Kashi.
We're saying Mikveh has a din of Aviyosa too.
But we don't have two Gzeres HaKosuv. According to the Rishayim, that the Aloha of Aviyosa Torah applies to Mikveh, but we have the same Gzeres HaKosuv that applies to Mechatos, so it applies to Mikveh as well. So what's the common denominator? Monefshech. If the Gzeres HaKosuv only got Mikveh, so we could say, if the medium is mikabel tume, it is shov. In order not to be shov, so the medium for which the water comes into the mikveh should not be mikabel tume. But then it should have no application to mechatos. There the halacha is, it has to be shov. So according to the Rambam, it's only a halacha in Mayim Chai, that if it's aviyoso, if it is transmitted to a medium that is mekabel tume, it's not Mayim Chayim anymore. It's not Mayim Chayim. So the question is, so what has it to do? What has it to do with mikveh? So, after all, we don't have a separate Gzeres HaKosuv, it's the same halacha. So we have to say, it's not our inyan, but we have to say that the Gzeres HaKosuv by Mechatos is that if it is transmitted through something that is mikabel tumeh, then it's mufke of Mayim Chayim. What does Mayim Chayim mean? What does Mayim Chayim mean? Literally, what's Mayim Chayim? Living waters. What does it mean, living waters? It means natural waters. Natural waters. That's living waters. Natural waters. Mimele, since Aviyosan al Beitume is Mafkia from Mayim Chayim, so it means it's not Bidei Shamayim. Natural waters means it's Bidei Shamayim. So Mimele, Ligabi Mikveh, there is a Aloche of Shov is possible. And what's the Pshat in Shov? The Pshat in Shov is that it's not Bidei Shamayim. So Mimele, just as we see, Gabi Mayim Chai. Mayim Chai means living waters, natural waters. It should, and if it is transmitted through
to something that is mikabel tume, so it's not maim chaim anymore. It's already considered. It's already considered contaminated by bimnion. That's what it means. So mimele ligabi shov. There is aloha if it's tfisas yavodom. So mimele here it's considered like tfisas yavodom. That's the but anyway, the shita of the Rashi is that the aloha of Aviosnal Ditare applies to mikve and to mai. So he says umium. מי אפשר למשמיע ניקולי שאוף דרבונון מודית נמי סרס פה מייס בראשן לזבוכים נוסן יודי רב יבו מים לחוב יש פוד מיחטוס so he's psulim על איקונים ועל איגזים כשאירים but suppose he cannot bring over the kele to the outlet of the mile so merely he puts a number of leaves you know leaves and then the water and then at the end of the layer of leaves he puts the chavyes and then the water comes out from the outlet of the spring of the mayon goes over runs over the leaves that's not mikabel tume so then it's kosher lekiddush if a par Zakal Dovam Kabutume Psulim, Dovashim Kabutume Ksherin, Veamrinom Befirkshin, Dizvochim, Minoane Mil, Omer Rabiechenen, Mishum Rabiesi, Barabe, Omakro, Achmayon, Nubeya. In other words, if it's Aviosnal Ditume, it's not pure waters. It's got some mele, it's not Mamachai, it's not pure waters, it's not natural pure water. If it's Aviosnal Ditume, and Mimele, since it's not pure water, so it's considered not Bidei Shamayim. Bidei Shamayim is pure water. But if it is transmitted through a medium that is Mekabel Tume, it's not Bidei Shamayim already. It's Bidei Odom, it's not pure water. The same Allah. מינו אני מילא רבי יחמן שרבי יסברא בי או מהכוח מיון ובי עמיק ומיים יתו ייר הבי יוסן על די תארם תאי והי קרוג אבי מיק וקסיף so that's why the Rashi ten most רשיינים that is basically is גבי מיק ומייס מיני ראי למיים חיים אל כלה but it applies to קידיש מחד to קידיש מחד או עשר די גבי פורו משום מש מקרו שכל הבייס יהיו על דיתה if it's על דיתומה so it's not pure waters so it's not בידי שמיים ולא ילדו המקבל תומה שמה מנולי שיבדי רייסה לכל הפוחס כולי שוב ויאפשר די שיבש על די כלי גלולים, כלי אבונים, כלי אדומו, די פס למקווה, כדי ספר כמה די שבס, אפילו קוצון הלוס. First, the Rash mentioned the שיטה, that כולי שאו פסקושי פס. Then, he says it's impossible, because of הוויוס על די תא. Then, he says, So he says some mele that kuli shov is possible rice, but not that there is a distinction between shov al di mele bikatef and shov al di klimatres on one end and shov al di kligoy. So then he says v'efsher. די שיבה של די כלי גלולים וכלי אבונים וכלי אדומה די פס למקווה כדי ספר כמה די שבס אפילו לכולי שוב די רבונון די אביוסן על די תר so then he says in other words there are three shittes that he mentions one is that כולי שוב is always kosher with rice the second shitte is that כולי שוב The first is Kulishov is Koshamirais. The second is that Kulishov is always Posamirais. The third is it all depends. If it is Shov, I'll be Milibikatev. Well, Milibikatev is also Mekabotume. But if it is Shov, I'll be Milibikatev because he's Mekabotume. His hands is Mekabotume. Or let's say, but suppose a goy would there. I mean, it's not so poshut. Suppose a goy would be Malibikatev. A goy is not Mekabotume. Only a Jew is Mekabotume. A goy is not Mekabotume. So if it is a shov, al yidei something, al yidei a kele that is mikabotume, or milibikate for the Jew that is mikabotume, so then it's possible to rise because there's a cost of avotalitare. But suppose it is shov al yidei kleavonim that is not. Even though it's a clay kibble, but it's not mekabel tume, or a milibikatef, a goy, it's not mekabel tume, so then it's kosher mirais. Why? Because the raya is only from the Gemore in Zvochim, even though the Gemore in Zvochim doesn't mention it ligabi mikve, it mentions it ligabi mechatos. But since the Gemore learns it out from the posigabi mikve, so mainly it's a raya, it applies to mikve. Also, as a matter of fact, we could explain that on that basis without recourse what I said, because if it's afkoye of mayim chayim, it means so it's not b'dishamayim. It's not b'dishamayim anymore. We don't even have to resort to it. Because we learn it out that it's not Mayim Chaim from the posik in Mikveh. And since we learn it out Ligabi Mechatos from the posik that is mentioned in Mikveh, so it certainly has application to Mikveh also. So it's like Exerosakos of two things. I mean, without recourse to what I said. Anyway, so he says, but all we see in the Gemara is that there is the Gros HaKosov Gabi Mikveh, that if it's Aviyosan al Deitume, so it's possible. So only if the Shov is to Aviyosan al Deitume, but if it's Shov al the Havosan of Tare, so then it's kosher. If look, I mean, he's right. I mean, why did he say the middle shita? He said, he only says the Efsha, but the only possibility, but he's not disposed towards the shitty. Efsha. In other words, he is more disposed towards the middle shitty. There are three shitty dimensions. First shitty is Kuli Shov Viskosham Garais. And that he rejects it. Then the second shitty is that Kuli Shov is Postmodarais. Every Kuli Shov, even Aldiklolim. And then, and this mashma, he is native to the shitty. Then he says, "Iterchite, efsher, that only shov al the havosei shemitish al the tume, but shov al the havosei al the tare like liglolim kleavonim is koshen." So the question is, after all, why is he sheeted there? But the rash is native towards the middle sheet. Because of the Rai of Avosan Litar. What kind of a Rai is it Ligabi every show? What kind of a Rai is it Ligabi every show? So you have to say that the Rajbo in the middle sheet holds that Monefshach, if there is a psul piece of Torah and Hilchas Mikvois Pirik Tesa Halocha Tes Mayim Shemim of Yetzim Mishochem Zech HaSheikis. So then he says Yishuv Kosh, so
ונראה לי דעס הרמב״ם היא דהדין של אבי יוסון על דיטרה הוא רק במיום ולא במיקר והטעם בזה אוי משום דעיקר הלוך הזו נמרו רק במיום ולא במקווה אוי משום דכל מיום מקרה חלישם של מיום והמחובה ליצור גם כן שיוכל לובשם מיום מה שאין כי ממקווה דלז בו שום דין של חלישם רק הוא מידד ממילא דידי מקווה בו וכל המחובה לו שחל בו דין מקווה הוא גם כן דין ממילא כן דכל יקחו של דמקווה הוא דין דממילא ואשר על כן לישייר במקווה הדין לעבוס על דיטר דין הווי לישייר חד במידה דיז בחלישם זה לתלפס קיו חפחיים says why does the Rambam say that הלוך לעבוס על דיטר applies only to מיו not to מקווה one way just there's a zero sakos fine But then the other way is because Mayon has a Chalishem, Mikveh does not have a Chalishem. What do you mean doesn't have a Chalishem? I mean, a Chalishem. You call it Mikveh. The answer is what does Mikveh mean? What Mikveh? Pshutik Mashmoy. Mikveh means an accumulation of water. No Chalishem. An accumulation of water. Accumulation of water. So Mimele is Mikveh. So Mayon has a Chalishem. So Mimele, if Havioson al Ditume, so the Chalishem Mayon is Poka. But Mikveh is not Shayach to say. But you don't have an accumulation of water. There is no Chalishem of Mikveh. Accumulation of water, you do have, there's the Mitzvah. You can't deny the facts. So Mimele is not Shayach to say. That the Chalishem Mikvi is Poka. Chalishem Mikvi is Poka. So Mimele, the Rash in the middle Shite, he assumed, true, since we see that there is Aloha by Mikve of Aviyosna Vitare, so it's a Raya that there is a Psul of Shov Midarais. Because if there is a Psul of Shov, Midaraisa, so then there is a Chalishem Mikveh. So Mikveh also has a Chalishem. Not just an accumulation of water. Voraye, suppose you have a big Mikveh. You have an accumulation of water, but just because it was so it's possible. So why is it possible? It's not an accumulation of water anymore. It is an accumulation of water. So then, if there is a psul shov midaraisa, then it's a raya that mikveh also has a chalishem. Because if mikveh does not have a chalishem, so what does mikveh mean? A pool of water. So, what difference does it make? Shov, not shov. It's not. It's the same thing. It's the same pool of water. The same pool of water. הול למוז דיין לישני שפילין אך אותו מזרח התואר והול חושניים בשניהם ואוס תארס ואיך הוא גיש בידעס לשואר ואיך אתם בידעס לשואר so the girl said that the rash hasn't that she's safety let's forget what the agoy is ago בשוס היוחיד שניהם תלויים so you have שני שפילין one is תואר one is תמי and you have two individuals רובן and שימן and One goes on one shvil and one goes on the other shvil. So then, and each one handle tires. So if this happened in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so shneim tloim. If it happened in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, the one who has das, let's say, on one shvil, a grown-up person walked, and on the other shvil, a baby walked. So as sheyesh be das lishoel, sveikitomi. Shem bidas lishoel sekitan. Now, let's see the Agoy Sakro. He is Mahapad Giyose. Instead of the Raj Giyose,
Birshus Hayochid Shneim Tlui. And so he says in Birshus Harabim Shneim Tlui. And instead of the Rashgirs saying Birshus Harabim Meshiyesh Bidas Lishoyel Svei Kitomei Vishayim Bidas Lishoyel Svei Kitoyer, so he says Birshus Hayochid Meshiyesh Bidas Lishoyel. And the Goyim's Girs we understand very well, because from the Gemara in Seite it appears that we learn out from Seite two halachas, that Birshus Hayochid by Das Lishoyel Birshus Hayochid is Svei Kitomei, and Birshus Harabim is Svei Kitoyer, and by him Bidas Lishoyel so even Birshus Hayochid is Svei Kitomei. That means that the Birshus Harabim is always Svei Kitomei, always. But Birshus Hayochid, it depends. If it's Yesh Bidas Lishoyel, so it's Svei Kitomei. If it's Ein Bidas Lishoyel, so it's Svei Kitoyer. Now, so according to the Goyim's Girs, say it's all right, but it still has to be explained. In Birshus Harabim, if the two individuals who walked in the Shvilim happen to be in the presence of people, Birshus Harabim, so Shneim Tlui. If it happened to be Birshus Hayochid, then it depends. So the second half we understand readily. Doesn't even have to be explained. If it happened Birshus Hayochid, so we have Exeros HaKosuv, the Tzofik Tumah Birshus Hayochid, by Das Lishoyel, is Sveikei. Tomei, by him, by Das Lishoyel, is Sveikei, is Toya. So in Birshus Hayochid, we have a Tzofik. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is an adult, and Shimon is a baby. So Sheyesh Bidas Lishoyel, so Sofik Tume, Be'yoshayochid, Be'yesh Bidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Tomei, and the baby is Sveiki Tomei. Very simple. Then, but how about the first half? In Birshus Harabim, Shneim Tlui. Why Shneim Tlui? But Birshus Harabim, the Alfuse of Seite says that Birshus Harabim, it's always done. Even Yehi Midas Lishol, it's why Shneim Tlui in me all of a sudden. I mean, according to the Goinskis. So that is based upon what the Shemin say in Gemara in Moshe. That's in Zayin. So first let's understand the Goinskis. The Mishnah. Shnei Nizirim. Sh'omar lo en Echot. Reuven and Shimon are both Nizirim. And then Levi says to them, oh, I was watching you. I saw how you're walking through the street. So I saw that one of you, I didn't observe where Reuven or Shimon, but one of the two of you, so came in contact with the shams. Who it was, I don't know. So in other words, if he talochi is, if he knows it becomes tome, no, it has to be a Thomas, not a sheretz, a Thomas Mess. So I'm accustomed to say sheretz. It was mess. So the law is that if a nozer becomes tummy, it was mess. So it interrupts his count, and then he has to count 7 days like for a mess, and then he has to bring carbonus tume, and then it says the whole minion, and even let's say he took Niziris for 150 days. So then he has counted already 140 days, but if he becomes the Melemez, so it says the whole Mian, he has to start counting anew. And then after he starts counting anew and he finishes, he has to bring the Kobntar. That's the procedure by someone who became Tam. Now here, Reuben and Shimon. So one of them is Tommy, one of them is not Tommy. The one who is not Tomei has to bring a Korban Tar immediately, in 10 days. The one who is Tomei, so he'll ultimately have to bring a commentary after he starts counting anew. But after counting 7 days, so he has to bring the Kabbalah to me. So we don't know who has to bring the Kabbalah to me, who has to bring the Kabbalah. Shnei nizir sham leachot kois, sham al meachot reise achot mekem shnit mini days mekem, migalch mevin Kabbalah to me, the Kabbalah tare, veimeir. So they bring both, they wait. You can bring Kabbalah later too. So you wait, you count, both count 7 days. And both start counting a new misofik, and then after they finish the counting a new the Nziras, let's say Nziras was 150 days. So then they both bring kabbalas. What? Batacher, because here they couldn't help it. I mean, batacher is when you are neglectful. But when Al Pidin you're not neglectful, then Al Baltacha, then you are Zoritz. You're not Tevi Al Baltacha. Shnei Nizirin Shamon Echot, Rui Yisiachot Mikem Shinit Nideiz, and Mikem Migalchim. Baltacha is either only 3 regolim, so 150 days sometimes it might involve. But even if it involves the regolim, it's not Baltacha. They are Zrizim, what should they do? They cannot act against the Torah. Shnei Zirin Shamar Echashem Olay Nechot Rui Yisei Echot Mekem Shinit Mene Dei Ze Mekem Migalchim Mevin Kom Tumen Vikom Tar Vene Imani. So Ruben says to Shimon, Imani Hu Tomei Kom Tumen Shali Vikom Tar Shaloch Vimani Hu Atoya Kom Tar Shali Vikom Tumen Shaloch Viseifrin Shleishim Yeim Hu Mevin Kom Tar. So it talks of a case where it was stam nizira shleishin yim, but the same thing would apply if he spelled it out in nizira's 150 days. Ovin kom tar veim alim anu atomei kom to meshali vikom tar shaloch vize kom taros vimaniu atoya kom tar shali vikom to meshaloch vize kom taros. All right, it seems simple. Kotone the Gemara says. So in there, how many people are there standing? Chalapachas three, Ruvim Shimon and the observer Levi. So it's three. So it's already a rishus chalot. Katan shneizim shamal emruy seachem mikem shenitmo. V'nideiz mikem v'amai kol sofik tume b'rishus ayochid neichi alfinu lo miseite ma seite beil v'niveles af kol sofik tume b'rishus ayochid. And the observer, so it's already a Rishus Rabbi. The scene has already three people, so it's just a Rabbi. So, Havali Sofik Tum Rishus Rabbi, and the whole Sofik Tum Rishus Rabbi, and Svegi Toya. So let Ruben bring a commentary, and Shimon bring a commentary. Why do they have to bring a commentary to me and make and stipulate? Amar Rabbi Baravune Beimei Royisi Tumo Shenizriko Bineich. What's the pshat? So it means, so the Meforesh Rashi says, Koimo Echot Dovat, by himself. What do you mean by himself? In other words, he was 5 feet away. It doesn't make a difference how many feet away he is, as long as he can observe. What difference does it make? So, but it means if it's in separate rishus, let's say the observer was standing in the house and watching from the window, and he saw the two nizirim in the street, and he saw that one of them became tamei to mesmes, but he doesn't know which. So in other words, sofik tamei b'rishus rabbi, it means if in that mocking there are three people. But if the observer is another mocking, that's what the forest means. In a separate place, in a separate place, but standing near the window and watching in a separate place, it doesn't make any difference whether it's 2 inches away or 2 feet away or 20 feet away. It's as long as the same mocking, so it's considered as a rab, but it's in a different mocking. So, Beimeya. Amar Rav Asher, Diktone, Wenn ich die Eise mich kenne, Schmamina. Because if they were standing in the same place, so then he should have noticed it. Noticed that, but he forgot, so he should say Shachach, that's how it is explained. He says Nideh, it means at the very outset he didn't see, because he was standing in a different place. So in other words, what's the Gemara Staras? The Gemara Staras is that it wasn't a Sofik Tumeh Bershus Rabim, it was a Sofik Tumeh Bershayach. So Teisvah Siyah Daphne Zayinah Med Aleph, it's a very strong cash. Beim Eroisi Shini Zogat Tumeh Neichat, Vihu Oimed Merochik, to have a Sofik Tumeh Bishayochit. From Teisvah Slosh Nismash Ma'ibim, if it doesn't stand in the house, but if it's Merochik, what does Merochik mean? I don't know, what's the Shia of Merochik? Maybe Daladames is Merochik, because Daladames, each Daladames is a separate Mokim. Rashi says, Bluvad nips in the separate shoes, but this is lost in his image Morochic. So I suppose the Aladamas. The image Morochic, the have a Sophic Tume Bershus Ayacht. So it's a Sophic Tume Bershus Ayacht. The intima. Im Ken Yovi Kolechet Kobben Tumi. Vad. So what? How did the Gemara Steres improve upon the Kash? The Gemara assumed it was Sophic Tume Bershus Ayacht. So then it's Faraitoya, so they have to bring a Kobben Tar. Mora says, no, it's Shayochit. But Sofik Tumeh B'Shayochit, it's like Tomei Vadai, not Sofik. So Mimele, again, why? So they should just bring a Kobben. They should bring a Kobben to a Kobben Tumeh B'Vadai without Noi. Vim Tema Im Kinyovi Kolechot Kobben Tumeh Vadai without Noi. The whole Sofik Tumeh B'Shayochit itself in Olei Otrum. So it's Yochelius. So there are two alternatives. So then we say, Bishus Rabim Sveikitoya, Bishay Yochel Sveikitami. But here, it's not a question, Sofik Noga, Sofik Loi Noga. Vadai Noga. And but you don't know whether Ruvi Noga or Shime Noga. So mainly that's considered in Yochelius. Because if, in other words, Yochelius means that one alternative is Toyer, one alternative is Tomei. But here, there is no alternative, Toyer and Tomei. It's one is Toyer, one is Tomei. That's any Yochelius. Shnei Shvilin is also in Yochelius. Is also in Yochelius. So the Alfuse from Seite applies only to a case of Yochelius, where the alternatives are Toyer or Tomei. But we know one is Toya, one is Tomei, then the Alfus from Seite has no bearing. Alright, so it says, Vishlimad Ligmir Misinel Dawashefshel Yuski Seite, the Efshel Shemit Mis, Avalochel Yefshel, Avalochel Yefshel, Itamish name, Divada Yachatoya, Vintema came my poor me corre for Sophic Tundish Sarabim. Kleima viyoviyu shneim komtar for sofik tume bishus rabin tarinon namen misaydi kamrin lo misaydi kamrin lo vili alfinon elo dobo shef shaliyiz vihoche bivada yachotami. So what's the Gemara's cash? The Gemara thought that the three of them were standing in the same place. The observer was standing in the same place as Nizir. So he's Rishisarabim, three people. So what's the kashi? Here it's in Yochelius. So mele they have to bring both. So what's the Gemara's kashi? V'yesh leima, the sofik tume b'Rishisarabim, lav miseite gamrin alei, elo kol chad v'chad mitkin lach eskosin, v'yalfin alei mikro perikam lechum, להמית כל דבר אסכוס כוסי. אף על גב דפאדה יחתמי, כיבנד לי ידנו לו. ואף על גב וכמה דחון למה יגוסלת דייתי כמה ראש המלכה זגמירו לו, דצפיק תומד בשוס רבים סליגי תויר, איזה אלפוסי פמסאיתה, ומאש מאוס המסורת משרם לב משפחה זו כאלה ניגמה מסעידה, מאסקונה לי כוח. But the question is, but the Gemara says before she is, it's a parent is. The Loshna Gemara here is, Kotonish means, Zirim Shomolem, we say, Achad Mikem Shinit Mo, Venide is Mikem, is Mikem, Va Mai Kol Tzofik Tum Yishuz Rab, Kol Tzofik Tum Yishayok, Mich Yalfinu Miseite, Maseite Beil Vinivelez, Av Kol Tzofik Tum Yishuz Ayochit, Av Kol Tzofik Tum Yishuz Ayochit, כן די כביטרי אבל אורך שני זירים ואי די קויג הבינות לוטה הוולי סופיקטום בשביל רבים וכל סופיקטום בשביל רבים מסווי כתאר so the Gemara means she said all right you can explain the Gemara the Gemara says מייך יפים מסייתם מסייתם בלנטלס אף כל סופיקטום בשביל יוחיד כן די כביטרי אבל אורך שני נזירים ואי די קויג הבינות לוטה הוולי סופיקטום בשביל רבים So in other words, not because of it. All right. But Tesvis, here Tesvis says, Afogav, the Afogav, the first time of the Hun, the Mayikosal, Taiti, Komarosom, Hilchasik, Mirlo, Masmosom, the Sofitumish Rabin, Latmish, Mazoke, Elenigma Miseite, Maskom, Likoyoche. But Tesvis in Hun says something else. Tesis in Chul, Daf Yud. No, Daf Tes on the base.
The Gemara.
Yeah.
The Gemara in Sota is almost in Furish. The Gemara says that we learn out Rishus Rabin from Sota.
That's right. Because
the E made a Rav. If we would just learn from the Rav, how about Mina Ben Brishus Ayoka Ben Brishus Arabin? So we need the Gezeres Akosa by Sota to teach us.
So Tesla explained that too. So we need the Alfuse of Seite together with the Din Chazoke, that there is a distinction between. In other words, we combine both. Yeah, you're right.
So then why couldn't we do that in for Rav Gidl?
What?
We could have used. Couldn't we use.
No, we don't need Rav Gidl altogether. That's the Kasha Gemara. Why need Rav Gidl? So Gemara says, if we didn't have Rav Gidl, so then I would say
that there's that no distinction between
Rishus Rabin and Rishus Rabin. And there's no din of Chazok either. If there's no, because by Rishus Rabin there is certainly no din of. By Rishus Rabin there is no din, I mean by Rishus Rabin there is no. We don't rely on Chazok. Because every Sufik Tumeh, Rishus Rabin, Sveiki Toya, Sveiki Tomei, how about Cheskastare? So it's Exos Akosov. We don't recognize Chazoke by Sofik Tum Rishus Ayochit. Only by Rishus Rabin we recognize Chazoke. But by Rishus Ayochit we don't recognize Chazoke. We don't recognize. Of course it's difficult. I know, I admit. Then, but let's see the thesis of Chum. It would be a value to have the Gemara Chum. The Gemara in Chum discusses the union of Chmira Sakant and Yisrael. So at first the Gemara equated Sakon and Yisrael. Then the Maskon of the Gemara is that Sakon is Mochom of Yisrael. But at first the Gemara assumed that what is true of Yisrael is true of Sakon. What is true of Sakon is true of Yisrael. The Mele, if by Yisrael, we rely on Chazoke and rely on Svexvei Kamarov. So by Sakon we also rely on Svexvei Kamarov. Then the Gemara says, no, Chmira Sakon Kamisho, by Sveike the Raisi is Nechumre, but still we have certain things that establish it as if Adai, Rov, Chazoke, Svexvei Kamarov. By Sakon even Echshosh Erechike we have Tachish. But at first the Gemara assumed that there is no difference between Sakon and Yisrael. After all, Sofik Sakone is also, and Hishom Lachosh Benafshecho, and Sofik is as we get rice is the Chumre. Now, let's see, 1 second. The seventh line from the end of the Omer, Daftes Omer Aleph. Ki diboye minei rabade ne ravune, bo zeid, vinotal bnei ma'ay, nekev ak chazim, suppose the sheikh at which sheikh the bein. And they didn't warn Beidi, called the internals of the bein. You don't have to be to be only the Rei after the Beidik, you're not Lachui after the Beidik, the internals. But here something happened. After Sheikh, it was Sheikh the Behemoth, so a wolf came and he took away the internals, the internal organs of the Behemoth. And then he brought them back, but it was all perforated. The Zeiv did a good job on it. So then we see many Nikov. Do we have to be Cheshesh? Maybe one of the Nikovim existed before the Zeiv took them. Or we have to say that all the Nikovim took place as a result of the Zeiv's action. But after the Shrita, there was no Nekev in the internal organs. But Zeiv not of Nimaim, Mao. Not all, it's nice. What kind of a problem is it? He took it away. The Zeiv certainly doesn't ask any shailas, so why are we concerned? He took them away, and then we didn't see what he did, and then an hour later he brought them back, and it's all perforated. Do we have to be chayishis? Since we, like this, we don't have to be chayishis. Reiv behim is in chayishis. So we don't have to be chayishis. We don't have to be beidik. The internal organs and behim, only the reiv. But the other organs not. But here we see that it's perforated. Maybe we should be chayishis. It was perforated all the time. Or not. Mi chayishinu shalom mok nekev mok afeloi. Oma lei. So Ravune said to him, "Ein cheshin shem nok neket nokav." After all, why should you cheshin? There is no reyes. What's the reyes say? Because it's perforated. We know that a zeiv perforates internal organs. So Rav Abba asked him, "Mikashe from Sakon," because the Gemara in the Havamin assumed that Sakon and Nisa is Einach. Ro tziperam nakedet has reference to the days when the Choshim were Mitzrayim. Rotsi Tziperam Naker B'teinu. The Achber, or even today in certain tropical countries, so the same Allah applies. Rotsi Tziperam Naker B'teinu. The Arboram Naker B'Avtichim. Cheshishim Shemom Mok Nekev Neka. So, Bisman Chazal, if somebody saw a bird, the bird doesn't inject any venom, let's say, in a melon or in a fig. But we see that they are in COVID. So we have to be to anticipate the possibility, maybe Nochash Medinek. Shemo b'mokim nekef nokaf. So here too, since we see in the internal organs, nikovim, we should be chayishish. Maybe there were nikovim before the zeiv. The zeiv improved upon the nikovim. Amaleis, Ravune said, Miko midames, isurali sakante, sakone shane. Sakon is mochom. Amalei rove. Why? Why is sakon mochom? Svei maishne sofik sakanta lechumre sofik isura nam lechum. Amalei abaye v'leishane b'nisur v'sakante. You have to admit that the Torah was more chishish for sakonet than for is. V'yilu sofik tume b'shus rabin svei kitoya. V'hilchase. Vihilu sofik maimigulin asurim. So you see that the aloche is more chayshish for sakonet and for isa. Amalei, so Rabbi said to Abaye, Hosom hilcha se gmiralo, mi seite, ma seite birshus ayochid, af tume birshus ayochid. Mashinkin birshus arabim, seite, so was na gmori, el by Rabbi, this hilcha gmiralo mi seite, not chazok, but hilcha se, is based upon a yalfuse from seite. So this is the kashi here. Hocha, hosom hilcha se gmiralo mi seite. Teime di mashma hoche, the hodin tamarinon sofik tumen bishus rabim misete gambrino vikosh vifirik beis nizirin tnaan omole mechot o yisi echot mikem omole mechot o yisi echot mikem shenitma echot mishneem so shneem mivin idee izeu shneem mivin komtur vikomtar upo bigmore dana ben nizirin vahadikoy gabaya aritloti vavu sofitum bishus rabim misige toya vlo hilem novikol komtume elu komtare ומשנה בין אלוהי סיתומו של נזרקה בניכם והקטה מי תירץ דהשת הווה לי סופק תלום בשסיוכת והווה לי ודאי תומי כי דסים קש כי דמוכה ברשנידיג אבל מקווה שני במשחוסה דקום הרבשים בשסיוכת אלי מפורך השעס ואם סידיק אמון למי תירי ממקין תווי אלי סיקור מתומי ולוי קומטרה כמו מקורת דיסלק דייטר דבר יש רבין דיפור את לי סיקור מתארה לבדה הנת האמת דסים תרץ אז נוזה, למה זה קודם תומי קראתי כהבר שיוח משריפים מסייטי לדובר שיוח אליס כמי סייטי, וזה ועדה שלינית משניהם אבל מעיקורת דיסל כדאי תרדבר שסרבי ניח סדן דקשי איז סוויין דגמורי אסק דגמורי סיום דהבה מסיום that there were three standing in the same place so שסרבי so סופק תומי שסרבי סייקטוריה ואת סיני יוח אליס So the mice is named Kafkaf Shibad Ahmed, little lamb city Camarillo. Hello, Mitalo Mikia, the Mikmilo Kolhad, the Had the Haskastare. So why does the Gimore say here, the Hilchasig Mirlo, Misete, Masete, Bishus Ayochid, Aftum Bishus Ayochid, but not Bishus Rabin? But Bishus Rabin's Vigitoria is based upon Hazok and not Sate. So Tis here, Nozer says, that's in the in the Hava min of the Gemara, but Maskon not. But let's see what he says here. V'yesh leima v'miseite gamrinon litaya b'shus rabim heiched lekech hazoka litare k'ahi di mikve shenimdad v'nimtza chosa di lekech hazoka litare di'im ishum hamid amikve b'chaske sholem adarabe hamid tome al chaskose umtaya rapshimim b'shus rabim mishum gamrinon miseite והשתה דיבוי למי מעבלן כמינם ביסח הסקוסי כמו ביסקנטה אפילו היך די חזוקה יאלפינו מסייט Here they say something else The thing of an army That's true That Sofik Tum Bishus Rabin If there is a Chaskastare So we can rely on Chazoke And on Chazoke we can rely Even we have Shere Lies Like Shnei Shvilin But There is the Alfuse from Seite too. Sometimes there is no chazok. For example, Mikve Shinim Dad Vinim Sechosa, Kotar Shanas Al Gabo Vistmeis, Kostat La Reis, and there's a time coming. But Rav Shimon says, Bishus Ayochit, Yisveike Toya, and Bishus Ayochit, Bishus Ayochit, Yisveike Tome, and Bishus Rabi, so it's Tome, so it's Toya. There you cannot, why? Because Reb Shimon Yisrael can belong to the Saftatel Reyese, so mele there is a conflict between two Chazokes, so they cancel out each other. If they cancel out each other, so mele there is no Chazok. If they cancel out each other, there is no Chazok. So it's a Sofik HaShoko. So Birshus Rabim is Toya. So there, according to Reb Shimon, by Mikveh Shinim, that Birshus Rabim Toya, he couldn't see on the basis of Chazok what kind of Chazok is there. There is the Chazokis are cancelled out. So there it's based upon Yalfusif Hamsedis. In other words, what Tesis is saying briefly is that Sofik Tumbish Rabim Sveiki Toya can be based upon two halachas. One upon Chazok, even without recourse to Yalfusif Hamsedis. But even when there is no Chazok, like in the case of Mikveh Shinimam Nimzachosa, a liberty Reb Shimon, who is chilek on the lomdes of Tatl Reise. So the two chazokes cancel out each other, so there is no chazoke. Still it's there. Why? Because of chazoke, but the chazokes are cancelled out there. So the answer is because of the Alfus of Amsid. Now, I think that when Teisve says here Chum Inide all over, and the Rosh says the same thing, the Yalfuset from Seite only applies to a case of Yochelies, but doesn't apply to a case of any Yochelies like Shnei Shvilin or Shnei Nizirin. So that applies only because in Seite we have two halachas. First of all, we have halacha Sofik Tume Birshus Yochelies Veikitom. Because, like this is Malkanai, Yichud V'Neisrinai. So she's Muteres. And here the Torah says, if it was Mikane V'Nistero, so she's Asur Lebailo. She's Asur Lebailo. V'Nitmio. So that's one aloha. Then we have another aloha that is Tomei not B'Teresofik, but she's Tomei B'Teresvada. Not Mitra Sofik, not like Sofik Nivila, Sofik Shruto, so I am not allowed to eat it because I have to be Cheshish, maybe it's Nivila, but suppose I eat it and then it turns out it was Shruto. Do I have an Avere? I have an Avere of Nishavan Lechel, Lechel Psachazir, Volob Yodi Psatle, the Machshove. But as far as the mice is concerned, I have no Avere. Mashenkin by Seite, when the Rishonim say Yishayim Malkis. Is Chayim Malkis. If the Baal is Boalel before Ashkoye, so is Chayim Malkis. Rambam Shite is that, not Chayim Malkis, all right. But the Rambam is also made that it's a Nisa B'Teres Vaday, even if Grapishmai is Gaye, that she is not Meyo, but if he lives with her, he's Eivir, and Nisa B'Reis, and Benit Meyo. So we have two halachas by Sita. Number one, the Tzofik Tumim Bishus HaYochid is Veikitom. Otherwise, she wouldn't even be also B'Tera Tzofik. Malkin HaYochid V'Neisran HaYochid. So number one aloha is the Veikitom. The second aloha, but Veikitom, but maybe only B'Tera Tzofik. Like every Veikit HaRais HaLechum, so it's only B'Tera Tzofik. So here is another aloha that is also B'Tera Tzofik. So when Teisve says that the Alfusef HaMseite is only in a case where it's Yochelies, but not in the case of Shnei Nizirin, or in the case of Shnei Shvilin, where it's in Yochelies, that's only Gabi Galoche of Osik Vada applies only to the case of Yochelies. But if in Yochelies, it's not Osik Vada, because look, there is a logical difficulty. Say Kivadai, both at main. But we know that one is Toya. How can we say Kivada? How can we say that? So if the Sofik is Noga or Lei Noga, so the Aloch is Tom B'Teres Vadai, that even if Klapishmai is Gali, that he wasn't Noga, but he's Tom anyway. He's Tom anyway. But in the case of Shnei Nizirin, where we know one is Tom and one is Toya, so then we say both at me. That's inconceivable. So, in other words, when Teisve says that the Yalfusef HaMseite applies only to a case of Yochelis, but doesn't apply to a case of any Yochelis, that's in regard to the second din of Seite, that it's also B'Teres Vadai, but as far as the first din is concerned, so then, that applies, in other words, by Rosh Hashayochid, we have, by Sofik Tumash Hayochid, we have Exeros HaKosov. We don't rely on Chazoki. After all, why shouldn't we say, we can ask the Kashi. Teisa says that the whole Yalfus of Seite doesn't apply to a case of any Yochelies. So why does the Gemara ask the Kashi? When the Gemara assumed that there were three, so let everyone, both Nizirin bring the Korban Tare, not on the base of Yalfus of Seite, but because of Chazoke. So the question arises is, so what of what avail is the teretz? Since in the case of Rishi Sarabi, so it's not on the basis of Yalfus Afsede, but it's on the basis of Chazoke. Why is Rishi Sayochi different than Rishi Sarabi? Why? Because of the Exerus HaKosov of Seite. But the Exerus HaKosov of Seite has no application here. So even the case where he's a Tumash and Yisrach of Neichem, he should still both bring a commentary on the basis of Chazoki. Why you say there's Exerus HaKosov? The Tzofik Tumash Sayochi, do we don't rely on Chazoki? No! But that Exerus HaKosov applies only to a case of Yochliyas, but here is any Yochliyas. From the perspective of Chazok, is there a difference of Sayoch and Shusrabi? Doesn't it make sense to distinguish? So what's the Gemara status? So we are forced to say that what Teisve says, that we don't learn out from Seite to a case of any Yochel, yes, it means the Din of Osan Kivadai we don't learn out from Seite. The din of Osan Kibalet, his kasha was, since it was a Rishus Hayochid, it was a case of Roisi, Tumosh and Yisrael Kobineichem, only two people were standing there, not three. The third one, the observer, was in a separate place. As kasha says, that he was standing in the house in a separate Rishus, or as he says, Mokim Rochik, so it's a separate Mokim. So then, the question arises, why do they have to bring both Kobones, Kobentum and Kobentare? Let them just bring Kobentare. Not Kobentum, even Misofik not. Because on the basis of Chazoke, what difference does it make? Chazoke is Chazoke. So it's Muchach, that even though Teisve says that the Alfusa of Seite doesn't apply to a case of any Yochlies, but in regard to Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid, that there is Exerus HaKosov, we don't rely on Chazoke. Because if we had to rely on Chazoke in Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid, then there couldn't be such a din as Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid Sofik Tumah, which rely on Chazoke, should be Toya. So there's Exerus HaKosov. By Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid, there is no Chazoke. Chazoke, we don't rely on Chazoke in Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid. We don't rely on Chazoke. But here it's in Yochliyes. So apparently the Exerus HaKosov, that by Sofik Tumah Sayochit, we don't rely on Chazoke, applies even to a Sofik of any Yochliyes. Of a Sofik in Yochliyes. Otherwise, so the Kash of the Gemara would still be the same. So what? That this is Sayochit. But what's the difference? It's a Yochel, it's a Rabin, it's any Yochel is. So in other words, the Exerus HaKosov, we have two halachas. First of all, we have halacha, actually, why do we need? We have Yalfuse from Seite, the Sofik Tumah is a Rabin, is Sveikitam. And without Yalfuse, so it would be Sveikitoya. Why? Because of Chazok, because in Sofik Tumah Sayochit, there is a Cheskastar. He had the Chazok Mikorev being Toya, the Shaila is, did it change? So there's the Exerus HaKosov. By Sofik Tumah Sayochit, there is no Chazok. We don't rely on Chazok. And that Exerus HaKosov, that by Sofik Tumah Sayochit, we don't rely on Chazok, that applies to every case, even to a case of any Yochlis. But there is another Exerus HaKosov, that it's also Tomei B'Teres Vadai. The other Exerus HaKosov of Tomei B'Teres Vadai is limited to a case of Yochlis. But the first Exerus HaKosov, that we don't rely by Sofik Tumah Sayochit, we don't rely on Chazoke, applies to every case. Even of a case of Eliochlis, I think that now it will be possible to understand the Rajdios. It's not so perfect, but there is a possibility to understand. Holy Lumosa de Melish Neishvili, Echotomi Vachotoya, for Shnaim Bishneyem, für uns Tares, wie ich hat jetzt wie das Lischoel, und wie ich hat ihn wie das Lischoel. So, bis es ein Jochid, Schnee im Tluim. So, die Goyen, es ist die Kasche. That's implicit in the Goyen's change of the gears. So the Goyen has the Kasha against the Rash. How can we say, Bishus Ayochid, Shnei and Tluim? Bishus Ayochid, Alochi is that it depends. If Yez Bidas Lishoyel, so it's Tomei. If Ein Bidas Lishoyel, it's Toya Bivara. But Tluim, who ever heard Tluim? The answer is that we see from the Gemara. Bishus Ayochid, because we cannot say Bishus. How is the going geres? The going is geres. Bishus Rabim Shnei Tluim. Bishus Ayochid Sheyesh Beidas Lishoel. And now, after we went over the Gemara and the Tesis of Yesh Yochelis in Yochelis, so the going's geres is not so pushed. It's not so pushed. At first, it seemed Amimuchach. It's not so pushed. So how is it going, yes? In Birshus Arabim Shnei Nituim, Birshus Ayochid, Esheyesh Bidas Lishoel, so it's Tomei. Esheyesh Bidas Lishoel is Toya. Why? Because there's the Alfuse from Seite, there's the Alfuse of Rav Gidla Marav, the Gemara in Seite. But that's all right if the Alfuse from Seite had application to this case. But here, it doesn't have application to this case. Because it's in Yochelies. So why is the going geres? Bishus Ayochid Esheyesh Bidas Lishoel is Sveike Tomei. Esheyin Bidas Lishoel is Sveike Tomei. But that's only in the case of Yochelies. Here it's in Yochelies. So even according to the Goyen, we have to say that this distinction between Yesh Bidas Lishoel and Ein Bidas Lishoel applies to this case of Shnei Shvilim Motzim Yochelies. It applies to this case of Ein Yochelies. In other words, the aloche of that it's Tomei B'teres Vada, in every suffix it's Tomei B'teres Vada, so by any Yochelies, we don't say that both are Tom Viteras Vada. Because that's contrary to the Mitzvahs, you see. Masheinkin in Migad, where one is Yesh Bidas Lishoel, and the other one is Ein Bidas Lishoel. So if both are Yesh Bidas Lishoel, then we can't say Tom Viteras Vada. But if one is Yesh Bidas, that's what the Goyen will say. But if one is Yesh Bidas Lishoel, and one is Ein Bidas Lishoel, then we apply the aloche, that the one who is Yesh Bidas Lishoel is Tomei B'teres Vadai, and the one who is Ein Bidas Lishoel is Tomei Legamre B'teres Vadai. You see, in Yochelies we cannot say that both are Tomei B'teres Vadai, but to say that one is Vadai Tomei, and one is Varatoya, that's all right. That's what they have to say according to Goy. I mean, there is no adultery. But Teis Veshite, then according to Goy's Gyase, let's first explain the Goy. Bishus Rabim is Shneim Tloim. Why Shneim Tloim? But Bishus Rabim is Sveikitoya. Sveikitoya. And let's say, so it's Sveikitoya. So for two reasons should be Sveikitoya. According to Yisrochum, number one, because of Chazok, so here too, it should be because of Chazok. So both should be Toya because of Chazok. And then another reason as to why it should be Toya, because of Yalfus from Satan. Because Tesis and Chum says that, not like Tesis in Nozia, that only the Hava Minyan of the Gemara in Chum it said, but Maskone not. Teis and Chum says, even Kon Maskone. There are two reasons as to why Bishus Rabim is Vegetoria. One is Chazok. In the usual case, there is a Cheskestar. But suppose there is no Cheskestar, as in the case of Mikre Shinim and Nimzachosa, Kutara Shinas Al Gabov, according to Rab Shimon, who is Chilik and Lomdes of Tatla Reyes, so the two Chazokas cancel out each other, so there is no Chazok. Still, it's Toya Bishus Rabbi. So, but here it doesn't apply. The Halocha, the Alfuse of Sveiki Toya doesn't apply. So, why does the Goyen say Bishus Rabbi, Miss Luis? So, even according to the Goyen, we have to say that it doesn't apply altogether by any Yochalis. Certain dinim of the Xeros HaKosuf of Seite don't apply to a case of any Yochalis. But in other words, the din of that is Tomei B'teras Vadai by any Yochalis is contrary to Mitzvahs. How can we say? It's a Sophic whether he's Tomei or Toya, so we say both are Tomei. But that's counter the Mitzvahs. It's counter the Mitzvahs. We know one is Tomei, one is Toya. We just close our eyes and say it's not day, it's night time. We can't say that. We all right, you could say the Torah could say you have to consider it a sieve ball in Tomei. But that's not Mistaba. The Torah tells us to close our eyes and to consider it as if the Mitzvahs had been some different Mitzvahs. Where it's Yochliyas, and then the Torah says, Tomei B'Tzara. But here we know one is Tomei, one is Toya. It's not Mistaba that there is Aloche that both are Tomei. But to say that by any Yochliyas both are Tomei B'Tzara Sofik, that we can say. We have to say that according to the Gotu. So now, if we have gone so far, we can explain the Rashi ourselves. Now let's see the Lashon of the Rashi. Holy Lemoza de English Nation, Lechatom Lechatoya, Volchushnaim, Bishneim, Vosutares, Bechodish, Bidaslishel, Bershusayochit, Shneim, Tluim. So the question is, how can it be Bishayochit, Shneim, Tluim? But it should be Bishayochit, there is, and Bershusarabim. But that's contrary to Gemara and Seite. The answer is, of course it's contrary to the Gemara and Seite if it had involved the case of Yesh Bidas L'Shoyel.